So here's the update, Sam, from our house, Murphy and Jody's house. We've had noises in the attic for a month or two.
That's Santa Claus practicing.
Scratching. Oh. And we were convinced it was something big. Like, is there a raccoon up there? Is there a possum up there? Like, it sounded like something big. And we've heard it all over the... But it's only up there.
And under your tub.
Not in the house, right? And under my
But
tub.
It's been almost every room of the house. It's been in the laundry room. Uh-huh. It's been over Phoebe's bedroom. It's been over our bedroom. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
So, we brought in, Adam. We call him Magic Adam because he makes things disappear. For us, which is good. And
he's our bug guy. He's our exterminator guy.
He believed that it was rats. Did we mention that here because of the oiliness and all that?
Yeah. He said that at the hole where we found that's underneath where my tub is, he said, Jody, I'm sorry to tell you this, but it looks like rats to me or a rat to me because it's so gross. He said it's oily.
Yeah.
And rats are oily. And that made me sick.
Yeah.
Because it's near my tub. But anyway, not in the house.
So yesterday he came back to check the trap, Sam. Guess what?
Did we catch one?
We didn't only catch one.
Oh, jeez.
Wait, Murphy just texted you a picture. You want to open up your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is enough to make a movie out of, practically.
Oh, Lord.
There's three of them.
My God.
Now,
those are huge.
I know.
What
they were.
The size of those two?
I know. He said that they were big rats.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah. And there may be more up there.
Looks like Mom, Dad, and Junior.
And I think the big one might be a pregnant one. It makes me so sad and sick.
The big one, I see one of them, it looks like definitely a boy.
Oh, I didn't.
I don't think he's pregnant.
Okay, anyway. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe? I guess the good news is what Adam told me. The good news is, Jody, he's like, they're not in your home. They're, they got in through this thing, which we're going to close up.
Yeah.
And they were only in the exterior parts, like the walls and the still.
But.
Does that mean there's more?
I don't know.
I don't know. We'll get them if there's more. Because remember his term, he's throwing everything at them.
Yeah.
There are traps outside. There are traps up there.
But to me, the lesson from this one, though, is the majority of where these came in, because he says it reminds him of a kitchen full of grease, is the tiniest opening in the house by where the electrical wires come in. Tiny. I mean, you can't even get your thumb in there, but they somehow got in.
Yeah. Beware. Merry Christmas.
All right, kids, remember this Friday, it's not 10 a.m. like in the movie Elf, but starting at 7 a.m.
Santa.
Santa's going to be in the house again. We love having Santa here.
We're
so
have all the normal fun we have with him. I think he'll bring Elvis, so you need to be on your best behavior, Sam. But also, I think he's going to touch on some special things, some special questions about believing in him and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The struggles of childhood.
Yeah, this is that's this Friday.
Yay.
Santa back in studio.
Okay, so 877-310-4MSJ. Anytime you'd like to join us, we love to hear from you.
Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning. I just heard you guys talking about Christmas gifts.
Yes.
And how one time Jody got the wooden spoons.
Yes, I did.
That brought back a memory of my dad.
Mm-hmm.
For Christmas one year, he bought her an ironing board.
Oh, no. No. Why? Why?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you, he never made that kind of a mistake again. He never lived it down.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just so funny. I hadn't thought about that until you brought up the wooden spoons, and I thought, oh, my gosh. I just wanted to share that with you guys.
That sounds like something from a sitcom episode.
Yeah. Did she buy him a lawnmower?
Well, she probably would have run him over with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Yeah.
But, it was just hilarious. So, just wanted to share.
Pamela, thank you for this.
Not a problem. Yeah. Listen, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
You too. Merry Christmas.
I know that it's... It's tricky because there really is a sentimentality to some of it. I really sincerely thought I was giving Jody a good gift when I gave the wooden spoons. So I'm sure the intention.
It's a practical gift.
Well, I'm sure the intention of somebody who gives an ironing board or a toaster or whatever.
It's a way to learn a lesson a hard way that when you gift someone, especially a female, it needs to have some sentiment to it. You might love wooden spoons, as a gift. maybe not from your new girlfriend.
No, I got enough wooden spoons.
Right.
Well, but if you were doing Secret Santa at work, you could probably do it that. It's not somebody you're in a relationship with is the person.
An ironing board is a problem. That would have been the end of that for me.
Oh, yeah. At least you should have given a new iron at the same time.
Yeah.
Love hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ. Before we get to your Christmas traditions that you are most looking forward to, I want to remind you or invite you to join me tonight from the house. It's Dear Ladies, Don't Let Christmas Deplete You. That's what we're talking about.
This is a great idea.
All the little things that you need to let go of. And, you know, so you don't feel like Clark Griswold for Christmas, you know, it's a
mom's kind of pressure, really.
It is. You think everything has to be storybook and exactly like you want. And if you want any peace, it can't be that way. We're going to throw out ideas anyway.
Is this from the regular house or from the lake house?
Oh, right. I wish.
From the lake house.
If there were a lake house, I wouldn't be sitting here.
Hey!
Okay, so 877-310-4MSJ to let us know about the traditions that you most look forward to.
Mm-hmm. Do you have one, Whitney?
Yes, I started doing a Christmas Eve tin for my son.
Yeah.
Similar to a Christmas Eve box, except the tin is from my mother's tin collection when they used to sell the candy in the individual Christmas tins.
Yeah.
And so now he has Christmas pajamas and a Christmas movie and stuffed animal every year.
Aww.
And a vintage Christmas tin.
That's cool. And does he put the jammies on and then watch the movie?
Well, we try that, but he's little. He's a toddler thus far, so usually they're for Christmas morning when we're getting up and kind of just cutesy pajamas for the pictures.
That's so cute. It's so storybook.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes. That's what I had heard about the Christmas boxes people do, and I thought, well, how can I put a personal touch on it?
Yeah. So. Very good one, Whitney. I love it. I love it.
Well, thank you. I'm so excited to talk to y'all. I listen every morning.
Thanks.
I enjoy your positive show every morning.
Thanks, thank you
Whitney.
For that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You know, the anything that arrived to me in a tin is something I always felt I should keep, like cookies and stuff like that. And the thing is, I know you can't keep all of them, but there was something always felt wrong to me about pitching that after it's
over. Is that where it started? The inability to throw away things?
No, the thing is, with a tin, you feel like you can use that for something
else. And you
else.
Can. Right. That's a cool idea. That's a cool idea, Whitney. All right, we like hearing about the traditions that you are most looking forward to. 877-310-4MSJ. We had asked on our Facebook page and Instagram what Christmas song actually helps you get through the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes there's one that will just hit you and mean something to you, like "Where Are You, Christmas?" I love that one.
Where are you, Christmas?
You ever been through a season where you didn't think you could get through it? Like where's that person I used to be at Christmas? Like when you don't know yourself because you're under a cloud of whatever. That's the way that
one gets you through it. This is not really a happy song.
Okay, doesn't matter if it speaks to you. It just. Because if you stay for the whole song at the end, it's like, oh, yeah, I am here.
I can't make it the whole song.
I know you can't. That's why you miss out, Sam. Anyway, we asked on our Facebook page what Christmas songs, you know, really get you through. Is it possible for that to be the case? Benjamin says, Little Drummer Boy, it's my favorite. I can listen to 12 versions of it back to back. And there are 12 versions of this song.
Yeah, at least.
It is kind of good. I saw it performed once live in a church with the Little Drummer Boy coming down the aisle, and it was spectacular, guys.
Doesn't Bob Seger do a version of it?
He does.
Yeah.
And Pentatonix and everybody who does a Christmas album.
Yeah.
Laura says, it's the song about Maria, the orphan, and the first Nightingale song.
Mm. A poor orphan girl named Maria.
Sam, help us out with this.
It's The Gift.
It's called The Gift.
Yeah, Aislinn Debison, or Aislinn Debison. I don't know how to pronounce
Debison.
Her name. Yeah.
It's a little girl. Well, she was
Sounds
a little girl.
Like it.
She was a little girl.
Yeah.
A lot of people, you know, shout out this song.
Yeah.
Is it a cappella the whole time?
A cappella.
Is that what I say? A cappella.
No, only in the beginning. So give it. This is one that you guys probably wouldn't
Again,
give it a shot.
I don't make it far enough.
Because it might make you feel something, huh?
Yeah.
And Paige says, I've always loved Bruce Springsteen's version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Yes. So there's one Sam's on board
That's
with.
We're all on
good
board
with this
that.
One.
You know why this one works?
Because it's fun.
It's fun. the live aspect of it feels
true.
Like you're there with him.
Yeah.
That's why I like it. So, yes, Paige, she always cranks it, and we do too.
Yeah.
Jump in with us anytime on Facebook or the Gram.
So you guys have a rat problem at the house, Murphy and Jody.
Take care of now.
I'm hoping it's past tense.
Yeah.
Had.
Well, it just occurred to me, okay, the house you lived in by the golf course, you had a rat problem.
Mouse?
In the drawer?
Mouse. It was a mouse.
Well, actually, I think we had both over there.
Okay, what are you, yes, what are you, what?
And then that other house you lived in, you had rats in the car and rats in the house crawling
that
up
was,
the walls.
Mm-hmm. You had a rat in your car.
Yeah. Well, that's because Jody put the popcorn all over the place. Yeah. And now this house, you got rats again.
Little ones, yeah.
I mean, is it like,
it's
you're not carrying these rats from house to house,
gross.
Are you?
Gross. We are very clean. I think food issue. We feed the dogs outside, and sometimes they get kind of lackadaisical and don't eat. I think that we are the problem, sure, but we're not carrying them places. In fact, we're getting rid of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They appear to be pretty healthy, though, so maybe they are eating the dog food, you know?
I know. They're fat.
Yeah. It's. I don't think they're following us place to place because they know they've got a great meal waiting for them. But, you know, I think this time we will probably get them because we've closed up the holes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that doesn't keep them from... Everybody's got them outside.
Yeah.
You know, except in places where the rats don't live, I guess.
Yeah.
But rats are everywhere, you know?
Not to scare
sound
anybody.
Sound the alarm!
Which is actually the motto of the pest control company.
But we feed our dogs outside under this covered area where the decking is.
Yeah.
And look, life is busy. If they don't eat every morsel, you know...
Somebody
Murphy has to go to work, right?
Yeah, if I leave food out on the patio or any snacks for the dogs, there's a possum that comes out and
gets it. Yeah,
comes rooting.
Yeah,
rightly so. I mean, they're all just trying to survive, and they stick their noses up in the air and they smell stuff here. They're coming.
Yeah,
but I will tell you, Sam. You know, when these were caught in the traps the other day, I'm glad Jody wasn't home when Magic Adam was there because.
Why do you hear this?
He starts to open the attic door and he's like, "I can't get it open." It's like. Why not? It's because one of the traps had moved and got caught wedged in the attic door.
Had moved. The poor rat had moved it.
So the
they open the door and the rat flies out.
That's exactly
right. That's living.
I would have had to stay at a hotel that night.
God, that would have scared me. Hey, you know what a few days off means? It means you can catch up on some of those podcasts that you missed.
Oh, yeah.
After the show podcast.
Yeah,
too.
Wherever you subscribe, it's free to get the Murphy, Sam, and Jody podcast.
Just 9 shopping days left till Christmas. You know that? That's it.
I don't count them down. I don't count the days down. I count what I've got left to do down.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you kind of have to match both of those up, don't you?
Yeah. Don't worry about it. I got it.
At the end, they had to come together.
Yeah. Totally got it. Don't worry. Real trees versus artificial trees. Not that it's versus, but I mean, I really love a real tree, being a country girl and all.
I grew up with a fake tree.
Oh, yeah?
We didn't call it artificial. We called it fake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is.
At my grandmother's house, it was a real tree. At our house growing up, it was artificial. And I know, you know, some people that have allergies and can't do the
absolutely,
live trees.
I was going to say. And then when you get an artificial, you can have it exactly as you want it. You know what I mean?
Well,
as long
is,
as you do the work to fluff it out.
Yeah, nowadays they're a lot better than when we were kids. So I'm sure an artificial would be pretty seamless now.
Look, after my dad passed away, sounds like but we didn't get real trees anymore. My mom was a single mom all of a sudden, and... She was like, I'm getting a tree. She wanted a flocked, artificial, right, pay for it once. But it was a pain, in my opinion, to help take it all out, put it in the right places, and then fluff out every single branch. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my God, I miss the days of getting a real tree. So that's one reason I like a real tree so much.
Yeah.
It's not as much to me. I know that you have to pull it off the top of the car, Murph, and drag it in.
Not a big deal.
But I don't have to fluff a real tree. It's ready, even if it's imperfect.
As scroogey as I am, a real tree is Christmas.
Yeah, to
you. To me, a real tree says
a tree,
Christmas.
It doesn't matter, though. If you're in a family where you can't do a real tree, you still have a Christmas tree with lights on it, hopefully.
Santa's still coming.
It's true. It's true. But they do say, and I love this news, the researchers, you know, this is actually A&M, Texas A&M, says they did a study and that real trees are better for your mental health. It you know, helps with anxiety and depression. It helps you feel happier. And then the actual act of going out with your family, not alone, but going with your family and picking out the tree. I did mine alone this year.
Yes, you did.
Me too.
Sorry about that.
Picking out the tree together, it's like a bonding thing.
Yeah, it is.
You picked it together.
Yeah.
So just shout out if you're late getting your tree this year and that's on the way, you know.
I would have gone with you. I really would have.
I can't remember what you were doing. Something important, I'm sure.
I was putting the lights up outside, I think.
Maybe so.
Hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving and, you know, a really nice weekend. Oh, maybe you were able to spread it out, kind of like Sam did. You know, you had yours should have been called the 4 days of Thanksgiving.
Well, you did chicken fingers yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Thanksgiving tradition.
Went to Tanya's house for Thanksgiving on Wednesday.
Nice.
Awesome.
Bookending things.
Yeah, you did. Okay, so at this time of the year, I always like to, you know, it's Cyber Monday today. If you weren't shopping before, you might be in shopping mode now. We've been sharing gift today ideas with you, and we'll continue to do that. But I always like to bring this back up because it's a lesson that I learned the hard way in my life, really. I guess because Christmas was such a big deal when I was growing up and I was a little girl, I used to think, oh my gosh, it really has to live up. When you give somebody a gift, it has to be great. There was always so much pressure on myself to be, you know, give great gifts or give a lot.
Yeah.
And it does not have to be that. Along the way, I really learned that it does. If you're going to give something to someone, something small is fine. Unless you're in a, you know, Secret Santa where there's an absolute maximum that you're supposed to spend. I'm talking about your neighbor down the street. It doesn't matter if you walk over, you know, a little thing of bread or candy that you made or cookies or nothing.
That's where the thought that counts. It's the thought that counts came from. Right?
And I bring this up because Sam Here nailed it last year. Was it last year that you did this?
I don't know.
I think it was. Sam gave me, you remember this?
No.
Salt and pepper shakers in the shape of lemons.
Oh.
These ceramic lemon salt and pepper shakers. And do you know, you remember why you gave me lemons?
Well, yeah.
It had something to do with something you talked about. And I saw him at TJ Maxx, and I was like, oh, Jody and that lemon thing.
It was a personal gift. It was a personal joke, actually.
Yeah, but I don't remember
it. It was. It looked like a regifted gift, but I know it was personal.
It was personal, and they're precious to me because
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so the Christmas before.
But I'm getting you this year.
The Christmas before, I was saying that someone who worked here.
The basket of lemons.
He brought a big basket of lemons fresh from his tree and said, Merry Christmas.
And you said that, and I made fun of it, and you said, no, that's enough.
It's beautiful. It is enough. It's from his yard, from his heart. It's like here, and I did enjoy them. I put them in my tea. I put them in hot water. I used them. I brought them home.
Yeah, I thought there was an inspirational message maybe in that one about turning lemons into lemonade.
No,
that's not the case.
No.
Turning lemons into salt and pepper shakers.
It's that whatever you have to give is enough.
Yeah.
Is the message. And then Sam followed it up the next year with salt and pepper shakers in the shape of lemons. And I just wanted to throw that out there again because it even little things, something small, is plenty.
So you're challenging me to top it this year?
No.
No, anything that you give is enough.
Didn't you hear?
Oh, yeah. So what is one of the big shortages right now at the holidays, Jody?
Chicken nuggets.
No.
Computer chips.
Cream cheese.
Cream cheese.
Oh,
ding, 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 ding.
Really?
So,
yeah.
Kraft's gotten involved. If you go to spreadthefeeling.com, because this Friday and Saturday only,
right?
The first 18,000 people that, since you can't find cream cheese, you go buy another dessert or make another dessert. You send Kraft the receipt, and they'll send you $20. Sorry that we're short on cream cheese here.
$20?
Yeah, the first 18,000 people that submit a receipt.
Wow.
Are they really short? I mean, there's a shortage?
Yeah, I knew Murphy wasn't going to believe it.
I would say if they're doing this, then there really must be a shortage.
Yeah, they are. And I think there really is. Production and then getting it to stores and getting it. I know, it's a truck driver problem for chicken nuggets in stores.
Well, not a truck driver problem. You mean
a shortage.
Of,
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean problem.
Right.
Shortage. With Christmas already almost here, not this weekend, but next weekend is Christmas, you start to think about the things that you look the most forward to. You know, I don't know if you've ever thought of it that way, but the thing I look the most forward to, it's never a gift, it's never a food, it is always something that our kids do. Murphy, that they've done for years, as long as I can remember for years.
That became a tradition without us knowing it.
Right. Okay, so in my family on Christmas Eve, there's always been music. When Pawpaw will speak to the whole family, he will tell family stories, he will talk about God and Jesus and the meaning of Christmas. You never know what he's going to say. You know, he always just talks to us, though. There's always some music, and he loves that. And there, when I was a little girl, there was always music. Well, Taylor and Phoebe are very musical, our daughters. And so when they were little, they used to sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and things like that. But as they've gotten older, and they know this is my favorite thing. They know they own me with this. Like when I mention it, you guys going to sing this year? They're like, we got it, Mom. We're going to do it. They're already planning what they're doing this year. Last year, being Christmas 2020, they freaked us out, and I mean in a good way, when they spoke to everybody really quick and said, look, it's been a really hard year, and this was on Zoom with the rest of our family, and so this is what they did last year.
Me, I'll be just fine and dandy. Lord, it's like a hard candy Christmas. I'm barely getting through tomorrow, but still I won't let sorrow bring me way down.
They own me with this.
And Phoebe's got an electric guitar this year.
She doesn't. Yeah. I've already asked her if she was bringing it. And she said no, because the song that they're working on, it won't work with an electric
guitar. It's not Run Rudolph.
She mentioned that.
Electric guitar is difficult because it's very difficult to do solo with it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It usually has to have something like a drum or a keyboard. Yeah. Something goes along with it. Whereas the acoustic, you can play, you know, different parts of the melody.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she wants to do.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Really, what you really look forward to and what you really remember has nothing to do with all this madness and rush and shopping. It is those moments, you know?
And what's so sweet about that is our girls have been close throughout their entire lives. And so watching them sing together is just another level.
It is. They own me with it. Remember, it's not the gifts you buy, but the things you do with your family that you look forward to and remember, and they do too. Traditions.
Yes,
so 877-310-4MSJ. We like hearing about yours.
You have one, Jamie?
Yeah, one of our traditions is, well, it's supposed to be the little kids, but it ends up being the big boys, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
We have marshmallows. They have guns and bows, and they shoot them.
Yes.
At each other.
All over the house or outside?
Well, it depends on the weather.
Yeah.
The first year we did it, I thought my dog was going to go into a diabetic coma because he liked marshmallows.
He
just didn't know where to go. There was marshmallows everywhere.
Yes. You don't leave them outside, right? Because birds can't eat them, I think.
Yeah, we leave them outside.
Oh, my gosh.
I live out in the country, so I have other critters that run around that get them.
That grab them. Oh, yeah. Get some happy raccoons or whatever.
Yeah. And it's another thing that you can do with your Christmas tree to keep your cats away.
Oh.
I know for a fact for cats. Mm-hmm. Put tinfoil around it. They don't like the feel of it on their feet.
Huh.
Wait. What do you mean around it? Like on it or underneath on the skirt?
On the skirt.
Ooh. Oh. That's true, Sam. They hate foil.
Yeah.
Right. You can put it around your plants and stuff. And also you can spray, like, if they're chewing on your tree or whatever, you can spray it with hot sauce. It won't hurt them, but they don't like it either.
Yeah. Spicy flavor. Christmas. I don't know if you can handle that either, Sam.
No,
well, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, Tammy. You too. You know, I mean, that foil trick probably works with rats too, Jody.
Oh, okay.
You can try that one. What? I don't need to do that for the cat, though, because his favorite thing is my sofas.
He doesn't like the tree?
No, he doesn't mess with the tree.
At all?
He's too busy tearing my sofa apart.
My friend Rachel has two cats, and she has been documenting from the day she put a tree up to the tree's down now. She gave up.
Mm.
They have done nothing but mess with that tree, knock it over, eat it, whatever, fight in it. She cannot have a tree and have these pets.
Mine goes after the skirt. Like, he'll just, because it's cloth,
something
so
new.
But he doesn't mess with the tree.
Yeah.
I guess we've been lucky over the years, Jody, not to have many issues with the dogs at all. You know, our oldest Chevy, I don't know why, they wanted to drink the water. That was his problem.
That's right, Clark.
Yeah. And then the pug that we had, you thought it was a place to use the bathroom.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, that was problematic. I would call that problematic.
Yeah. That is a problem.
877-310-4MSJ. Anytime you'd like to join us. You know, we love having you along on Facebook and Instagram, or you can also call anytime and leave us a voicemail if we're not here.
Yep.
We hear and read and see everything. 877-310-4MSJ. All right, Christmas present time here at our Murphy, Sam, and Jody family. Sam,
yes.
Murphy and I have stuff for you. Would you like to go first? First of all, I also have stuff for your girlfriend, Tanya. I want you to deliver it to her this season.
Okay.
This little box is all hers. You can't play with any of this. Okay. Sorry.
Is there any bath bombs in there?
No, I would not send her bath bombs knowing you wouldn't give them to her.
Yeah, you would take them and...
No, honey, they didn't give us anything.
Okay, first, I want to give you this thing that's wrapped in a Christmas vacation paper, Clark Griswold paper.
Ugh, this looks like a calendar.
This is what I bought you. This is just for me. Everything else is for me and Murphy. This is just
the thing that you have been bragging about?
No. Phoebe thought it... Murphy thought it was for Phoebe.
Uh-huh.
When I brought it home from the store. Wrap it up. Open it up.
Oh, God.
You know you like it.
This is like the best gift ever.
I know.
Ah, man, look at the colors.
Paper mate, the flare pens that I love and you love and we fight over in here.
All I got is a blue one, but now.
It's a whole rainbow package of every color
you
could ever want.
So I've always wanted one of these, truthfully.
Really?
Really?
Well, now what you can do is write a multicolored love note
to Tanya.
For Christmas.
Or a thank you note to us.
Yeah, well, that too.
All right, here's another little baggie of goodies for you for Christmas, Sam. I didn't do any frou-frou paper since you always throw that back at me anyway.
Okay. Bucky's Bold and Spicy.
Yeah. Have you ever had
sort of Bold and Spicy?
He has. Keep going.
Oh, these are cheese.
Keep going.
Yes.
Hey.
They're better. They're the best ones. Keep going.
Yes.
I said I was going to give this to all my girlfriends.
Eye and Smile Lift.
CO patches.
CO patch.
The wrinkle smoothing packet patches. You
and
won't
you can
believe
reuse
how they
these,
do.
Can't you?
Yes, 10 times. Read the directions. It's gonna make you feel so smooth.
Are you saying he needs it, or are you saying he just... Okay.
Rip that open quickly, please. That's just because you're a bath girl.
I can't. What did you seal this with?
Tape.
Hey, she is an excellent gift wrapper.
Peppermint shea butter soap.
Yeah.
Oh, is this the fancy stuff Murphy
gets?
It's
the fancy soap that I love.
Yeah, it's funny. When you're bathing with it, you're like, I could really eat this, but you can't
because
it's soap.
Awesome.
Okay, but that's not your main gift. Your main gift from us is this.
Just love in general.
A big old...
Oh, wow!
A big
Christmas
old
mix.
Thing of Christmas mix.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas,
I'm
Sam.
I'm in heaven.
All right, so we've loaded you up. Where's ours?
Oh, that's on the way.
It's our annual gift exchange.
So you want yours now, right?
I would like it.
Yeah, we just gave Sam his, and so...
It comes in two parts. I'm sorry the bag's a little dented, but I've been kicking it all morning.
Oh, it's all right.
Here you go.
When you say two parts, you mean like one for me, one for Jody?
No. There's like food and then there's gifts.
Ooh.
Which is also
reach.
Gifts.
So wait, do we both each individually?
Yeah, we're
just
whipping at the same time.
Into them. All right.
Oh, I've got the gifts. You must have the food.
No, he's got the gifts too. Here's the food.
Oh, yay. You made stuff?
Oh,
I'm
cool.
Excited.
I have
made
skills.
Stuff.
No. They're backwards.
Okay, then swap with
Jeez
me. Why
Louise
did you wrapped these? You should have paid attention to what bag.
I thought I gave you Santa
right
Claus.
You got me two t-shirts?
Yes.
Yay. Oh, my gosh. Okay, one of them is Underestimate. Oh, Underestimate Me. That'll be fun. And it's green.
Yeah, I love that.
I love
that's
it.
Good.
Thank you, Sam.
The next one's the one I think is funny, though.
I think this one's funny.
Yeah.
I want to wear it every day.
Look at the next one, though.
Okay. It says... Synonym rolls.
Let me see.
Like grandma used to make synonym rolls.
Like grammar used to make.
I say grandma naturally. You get it?
Yeah.
I think you're still trying to figure
words
it out.
It's a play on words, which is right up my alley.
Yes.
Thank you.
Synonym rolls.
All right, Murphy, yours.
All right, let's see here. This one says... Probably late for something.
Oh, my gosh. That could not be more you.
Well, that's true.
And then one
score
for when he's listening to his vinyl.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let's see. This one is. Oh, I love that. So this is the little thing, a little plastic piece you would put into.
Mommy,
a,
what's that?
Right, a 45 if you were listening to it on a.
That's a symbol that most people don't
player
like. Yeah. A certain of a certain age don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then food gifts.
The
thank
snacks
you
are the same for both of you.
Make it take.
Okay.
I smell peanut
thank
butter.
I like
oh, yeah, yeah. There's peanut butter in
do
there.
I smell peanut butter? Oh,
there's
make it take it always wins. Shout out for anything you make and bring. Like, I made you mix.
There's four different things
ooh
in there.
Oh, yeah.
And you have limited supplies
yay
because I had
crackers
to spread them around. Those are the firecrackers. That's the peanut butter and chocolate fudge.
That's what I smell. Puppy chow.
Puppy chow.
Yay!
And then Chex Mix.
Yay!
It's a variation of Chex Mix. I couldn't find everything I wanted, so it's kind of...
I love stuff from Sam's Kitchen.
Smells good.
Mm-hmm.
And I love my... Can I wear my Don't Underestimate Me t-shirt or Underestimate Me t-shirt all Christmas?
All Christmas.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
You know, Tom Hanks is doing the media rounds now because he has a new movie coming out, a sci-fi movie that reminds everybody of Castaway because it's just him, a robot, and a dog.
But this movie
is but this movie is called Finch. Maybe there will be a prop or something that means something to us. I don't know. It's coming to Apple TV this holiday season. Oh, yeah. Oh, you got that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're going to love it. Well, Tom Hanks is looking good, feeling great. He was excited to be on Jimmy Kimmel this week, and Jimmy threw a question out there that the rest of us didn't realize, and it's interesting about Tom Hanks going to space.
Is it true that you were asked to go to space by Jeff Bezos before William Shatner?
Well, yeah, provided I pay, you know. It costs like $28 million or something like that. I'm doing good, Jimmy. I'm doing good. But I ain't paying $28. You know what? We could simulate the experience of going to space right now. It's about a 12-minute flight. Is that about it?
Yep.
Whoa!
He's doing all this in his chair.
This is fabulous!
Man! See, but he got to do that.
He played doing it in the...
Yeah, but...
Getting ready for Apollo.
Ron Howard shot those in the bomb at Comet, so he actually got to experience...
Right.
All that floating you see in Apollo 13 is
real. It was
real.
They filmed him. So he's done a little bit of it, but he's saying he'd go in the future, but not for $28 million bucks. Make It Take It gift ideas are online for you so you can make it and then take it. Get
it?
MurphySamAndJody.com. You can also join us anytime, 877-310-4MSJ.
And when you go to the website, you can always send email through it. And Jody, there's one we've received that I want to share with you just because it's super special.
Is it my mom?
No, it's not. It's from Melissa. And she said, just wanted to say how much I love your show and how inspirational Jody is. She's a beautiful role model for women especially. She seems humble yet confident and genuinely kind. I've listened to your show since I was in high school, and now I listen as a mom of two tween girls. It's been one of the toughest times for me as a mom with all the middle school drama. I love Jody's Facebook Live about confidence. It came at the perfect time. I replayed it one day in the car for my girls and their daddy, too. It was good advice for all of us.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Melissa. Thank you for that. To listen in high school and then to have your own kids, you know, listen, that's pretty cool, yeah. I have to say. But yeah, I can't remember why we did why I chose to do a whole Facebook Live about self-esteem and confidence. I can't remember. It was something that our girls had come to me with. And it's like, you realize that this is just something that needs to be talked about.
Yeah.
I think that girls and boys growing up, boys don't talk about it as much.
We don't talk about anything.
But self-esteem, you know, you assume, like that person that you, the most confident person on the school campus, you assume that they've got it down. They don't either. Yeah. Everybody struggles with self-esteem and self-confidence. And that whole Facebook Live, I told those stories and did that because... I mean, I had none. I had none when I was a little girl. I told my jump rope story, too.
What was that?
You didn't hear it?
No, I don't know the jump rope story. You couldn't jump rope?
I could jump rope.
Yeah.
The story is, the long and the short of it, when I was in fifth grade, I had this really rough patch where nobody was talking to me and everybody was being mean to me. And my parents bought me a jump rope and said, take this to school and jump rope at recess. It's an embarrassing story, but I did it. I knew. Aww. See, and in the Facebook Live, I said, if Sam heard this, he would die laughing. But I did do it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. That's good.
And then I made some new friends. I had some rough patches, which is why I can speak to that. So thank you, Melissa.
Yeah, we appreciate you sending the email.
Here's what's trending. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
You guys know I follow Valerie Bertinelli. It has nothing to do with the fact that she was married to Eddie Van Halen for such a long time. Valerie, in her own right, I know when I bring her up, you guys are like, oh, Eddie Van Halen, and she was so hot and all that. And yeah, I get it.
She was. She is, actually.
Her handle is Wolfie's mom.
I know. Her handle on social media is Wolfie's mom. I know. I follow her.
She's as beautiful as ever. And you know... Well, she's been...
Well, time to wax poetic. Hang on.
She's made headlines more recently because of fat shaming, right? I mean, that's she's had to come... Because
she did.
Fans,
she chose
just,
to.
Fans are awful when it comes to that sort of thing. And
being in the
it.
Public eye is not easy.
Yeah.
Not for
tell me
the
about
faint-hearted.
It.
So,
and I was willing to console her. She just didn't reach out.
Well, maybe you're,
here's your chance.
Here's your chance. She's filed for legal separation from her husband of 10 years, Tom Vitalis' name.
Really?
And it's irreconcilable differences. And they had a prenup. And the word, who knows exactly why? I don't, you know.
Did she keep calling him Eddie?
Honey,
no,
here's
but
your
I will
guitar.
Say in some of the...
Valerie, I don't play the guitar.
You know, she and Eddie were still close. They were they were really friends.
Yeah.
And she said she's had struggles since losing him. I'm thinking the whole world has, but can
I'm
you
sure,
imagine
yeah.
her? Because
yeah.
they were together for such a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And she said it's been rough. She would still, for the last year, pick up her phone and try to text him and then realize I can't text him anymore. But Valerie Bertinelli getting divorced.